This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we discovered that some of what Joel predicted was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, according to Acts 2, 14 through 21. The ministry of the Holy Spirit would enable the followers of Jesus Christ to proclaim the good news in power, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This began on the day of Pentecost, and only God knows how many have taken that step of faith down through the centuries. If, as you listen to this program today, you are not sure you are saved, let me encourage you to call on the name of the Lord. You can do this by praying to God. Remember, as Joel declared, God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. You might not think you deserve to have God save you. You are right. None of us deserve His favor and forgiveness, but the invitation is there. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me suggest you pray the following prayer. Dear God, thank you for your loving invitation to me. I call to you, asking you to save me. I know I am unworthy of your love. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again to be a living Savior. I ask Him to forgive me, come into my life, and take control. Please make me the person you want me to be. Amen. When you finish praying, then read Romans 10, 9 through 13. This is another reaffirmation that when you do what God says, you will be saved. Tell someone you have taken this step of faith. And to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.